Our next guest is here to talk about nutrition. Richard Williams is Vice President of Policy Research, Director of the Regulatory Studies Program, and a Senior Research Fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. Richard, welcome on board.
Thank you very much.
You're here to discuss, I'm a label reader. I think a lot of us have become label readers in recent years because we have become more, I guess, in tune as to what's in products and what's not in products and what we want and more specifically what we don't want. And there are some new some drives out there to change the labeling on food and so forth. But there's some new evidence and research that says we should have a totally different approach to all of this. Help me out. Fill me in.
Sure. I was at the Food and Drug Administration when we created the original label, and actually Congress was responsible for creating it. And the hope was that people would read the label and they would sort of put all of the information together holistically, you know, and look at the amount of sodium, the amount of saturated fat, the amount of fiber, and so forth, and put all that together and make good decisions about what to eat. Looking back on it now, after almost a quarter of a century, it turns out that people don't do that, and it hasn't really achieved the public health benefits in terms of reduced cases of heart disease, for example, that we would like. Unfortunately, now the FDA has revised the label, and it hasn't really improved it.
So I'm a little confused here because I read labels. I know a lot of people that read labels. But you say apparently we don't do it by and large. We don't do it in large enough numbers to make a difference health-wise, because I'll tell you this. I'll give you a quick example. If I go to a fast food restaurant, which is not very often, but if I do, because I can't find a better alternative in the middle of the day or whatever it might be, I look at the calorie count. I look at it, I evaluate it, and I do make decisions. Oh, that looks really good. That's 800 calories. The thing over here is 400. I'm going with the 400 calorie option. I do that pretty regularly. You say, am I in the minority then?
No, I there are a number of people that do read the label. Actually, the number is going down, but here's the problem. So when you look at a label, particularly on a packaged food, you might want to look at things that you want less of. You might look at saturated fat, trans fat, sugars, both natural and added, sodium and calories. But then you also should be concerned with the things you want more of. You want more fiber. You want vitamins and minerals, some of them, more potassium and perhaps more protein. The question is, how do you put all that together? In fact, most people don't do that. Most people do what you do. They look at one or two things that they're interested in or that they've recently heard about, and they make their decisions based either on those one or two things, or they just look at the claim, and if the claim says this is a healthy product, they'll assume that it is. And unfortunately, the problem is you have to put all of that together and make a decision about the food.
I understand that because sometimes, you know, this is what's always bothered me, and I don't know how you get around this part of it, Richard, which is this is a healthy product. Go to the health food department in your grocery store, your local market, and go to Whole Foods or go to wherever you go and find out that, you know what? After all of that, that isn't any better for you. In fact, in some cases, it's worse for you than the stuff you're trying to avoid. And I guess that's the confusion. Maybe that's what exasperates people.
Well, I think so. Unfortunately, I don't think this latest move by FDA is helping people. But there are some answers. And one of the answers is something that I've been working on, actually, just as I started to leave FDA, and I've been working on for the last 9 or 10 years, and that is that you put a symbol on the front of the package, and other countries do this. Australia has what they call Pick the Tick. Canada has something I think they call Health Choice. And we even have some things here in the United States, like Hannaford Foods has guiding stars. And what this does is it takes all of that nutrition information that I talked about and says, you know what, this is a healthier food if it has this symbol, and if it doesn't, it's less. Sweden started with this with the keyhole. If it has the little green keyhole on it, it's a healthy food. If it doesn't, it's less healthy. And that way, you at least have one spot right on the front of the label to pick whether or not you want to eat, you know, healthy that day. Unfortunately, FDA has received a lot of information about how they might do this, and they've chosen not to do it.
And why have they chosen not to do it? It must be driven by price.
No, it's not driven by price, because the changes in the food label that they're making now are going to cost billions of dollars, and those costs are going to be passed on to consumers in the form of higher prices. it's not really price. I think it's that the nutritionists at FDA prefer the more complex information rather than the simplified information. Unfortunately, most consumers don't have time to go into the grocery store to read every single thing on a label, pull out their calculators and calculate how those values vary for their particular diet and their particular needs. So I don't think, but for whatever reason, and I certainly shouldn't speak for FDA, they have chosen not to do it.
No, I understand. So here's what we've done. We've identified the problem. Next time, we have to identify the solution, Richard, because we've gotten a good way into this. But we're going to have you back because we've identified the problem. We'll have to fix it the next time we talk, my friend.
Absolutely. I would love to.
Richard Williams, Vice President of Policy Research and Director of Regulatory Studies at George Mason University. Back.